Palmetto Mornings on WRHI.
And good Tuesday morning to you. It's Election Tuesday here in the city of Rock Hill. Only one issue on the ballot if you're a city of Rock Hill resident, and that's the mayor's race. Polls have been open now for about an hour. They close at 7 p.m. Go to WRHI.com to learn more about the candidates running for mayor. You have three candidates running for mayor. You've got the incumbent mayor, John Geddes, who's trying to keep his seat. William Bump Roddy, who serves on the York County Council, would also like to become the mayor, as well as Ishmael Lowry. Again, polls close at 7 p.m. These three men have worked very hard. They've been out there. They've been very visible, have taken part in a lot of debates, discussions to tell people where they stand on the issues. So it's the least we can all do is to take a quick couple of minutes out of our day to vote. It is our right. And of course, we always say it, if you don't vote, you really don't get to complain. It is 8:12 on this Tuesday edition of Palmetto Mornings, 45 degrees right here on WRHI FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. I'm Lucas McFadden. Patty Mercer has the day off. We want to welcome in our listeners on AM 1340, those listening to us on the free WRHI app. You can download that app right now because we're going to have the returns all night long from the mayor's race after the polls close at 7 p.m., so you can keep that app handy and be doing stuff around your house and learn about the results there. If you're watching us this morning, you're watching us on Corporium Cable Channel 103 as well as Facebook Live. We've talked about getting prescription medicine out of the homes if they're expired, unused, and just outdated. And so we've got folks joining us from Lancaster County about a big event that's coming up. It's called the DEA Take Back Drive-Thru. And we have Lanisha Stover Blair, who is the project coordinator for the Lancaster County Sheriff's Office. And we got Terry Lee, who's with Counseling Services of Lancaster. And good morning to you both, ladies.
Good morning.
Thank you for having us.
No problem. Lanisha, let's get started with you. Kind of talk and frame up this event for us. It's going to take place this Saturday, October the 23rd.
Yes. Yeah, so I'm the co-chair of the Coalition for the Healthy Youth. And what we do is we partner with a lot of agencies within Lancaster County. So we are, we typically partner with the Sheriff's Department. So this is our first time partnering with the city, and we're glad to have them on board. So what we're doing is we're doing a drive-through event. So you can just, you don't have to get out of your cars, just clean out your medicine cabinets, drive through. We'll have law enforcement there to take your medications. We'll also have some coalition partners there giving you some locking pill bottles if you do have opioids to keep them safe in your home. Also some Doterra bags, so that way if you cannot make it and you don't have access to one of our four permanent drop boxes, you can safely dispose of those within your home. We will have Little Orbit's Donuts there, giving out donuts, because, you know, law enforcement and donuts go hand in hand. So we're just looking for a good time from 10 to 1. We're just really looking forward to it. We have a lot of partner agencies that will be coming out, the Children's Council, Lancaster County School District, Counseling Services. So we're just looking forward to having a good time. I think gathering with COVID is probably going to be the best time that we have.
That's a great point. Well said. Terry Lee is with Counseling Services of Lancaster. And Terry, tell us a little bit about what you all do.
Well, I work in prevention specifically, but we do treatment and recovery services for alcohol and other drugs in the county. We are, you know, specifically, I work with environmental strategies, trying to find ways to get the drugs out of people's hands, trying to keep them safe and locked away, and things like that.
So here in York County, we're familiar with Keystone Substance Abuse Services.
Right.
You're the same
We're the
program
sister agency.
In
yes.
Lancaster.
In Lancaster County.
My goodness. Do I dare to even ask what the last year has been like for you all with COVID? I think COVID has exposed, the pandemic exposed every weakness in our life. It exposed everything from our jobs to our relationships to abuse of anything, specifically
of anything.
Medicine. What all have you all seen in the last year, which makes this event on Saturday so important?
Just a lot more people out there being dealing with the cabin fever and being at home and stuff. And like you said, everything being exposed. We've seen a lot more overdoses. We've seen a lot more people getting their hands on medicines just because it's available.
Are we still seeing the young people, and I mean young, late middle school, early high school through college? Are we still seeing?
Yes, yeah. Definitely. High school, yeah, most definitely.
And I'll just tell you one quick story about we do robocalls, and we send calls to like 9,000 residents in Lancaster County. And so Terry Lee and I typed up the script and sent it to the police department. And she said, well, stolen is a really strong word. And I was like, yeah. So, and then I was like, but that's what's happening. Yeah. And then, so she was like, maybe we should use taken. And then, so me and one of our other partners kind of had a discussion about it. And I was like, well, when you think about stolen, you think about someone dressed in all black coming in your house, going in your medicine cabinet. So I was like, well, maybe we should use taken because a lot of kids are taking it from their grandparents' home. Parents are not monitoring their bottles. So it was like, stolen is the correct word, but taken is more common. So it was just like, okay, maybe we need to just meet people where they are and say, okay, don't think about the thief in the night because it's really happening every single day and people don't even realize it.
So. Oh, my goodness. We're going to continue our conversation about this DEA take-back drive-through for you to get rid of your unwanted, expired, unused medicine. It's going to take place this Saturday, October the 23rd in Lancaster. We're going to give you more details in a quick second, but we got to make a quick detour of everything. It is 8:17. We're looking at 45 degrees.
Everyone needs an estate plan. An estate plan ensures that your wishes are clearly communicated and is the only way that you can speak after you're gone. If you've not done any planning, now is the time. Nance Law Firm. Proactive counsel, meaningful results. Find us online at nance.law.
Welcome back to a new shopping experience at York County Natural Gas. The showroom is now open, just in time to outfit your fireplace for fall. Stop in all month for discounts and door prizes. Find your flame at the new York County Natural Gas Showroom, open in Rock Hill.
Join Palmetto Women's Center for the Speak Life Rally at York County Family Court, October 24th at 5 p.m. Learn how you can support and promote life through the womb onward. Hear from speakers like Congressman Ralph Norman. For more details, visit palmettowomenscenter.com.
Nichols Store reminds hunters that preparation means everything for a successful dove and deer hunt.
Make sure you've got the right shotgun, the right rifle, a great choke, some good shells. Make sure you get a new scope.
Let's take it outside at Nichols Store, I-77, exit 73, Rock Hill.
Palmetto Mornings on WRHI.
Eight 19 on this Tuesday edition of Palmetto Mornings, 45 degrees right here on WRHI FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. I'm Lucas McFadden. Patty Mercer has the day off. The Coalition for Healthy Youth there in Lancaster County, as well as many key partners, they're hosting a DEA Take Back drive-through event at the Lancaster City Police Department this Saturday, October the 23rd. We've got Lanisha Stover Blair, who is with the Lancaster County Sheriff's Office, and Terry Lee, who's with Counseling Services of Lancaster. And ladies, thank you again so much for continuing this conversation with us. When we are looking in our homes and cleaning out our cabinets, medicine cabinets, we're looking for anything unused, expired, not sure what medicine goes with which label. That happens in our house a lot of times to cut down on clutter. Mm-hmm. We try to cut the back of the over-the-counter medicine back of the sleeve of instructions and put it with the pills. And then we're like, well, does this go hand in hand? So when people are cleaning out their cabinets, whether it's over the counter or whether it's prescription, and prescription, they've got that, you know, all their private information on the outside of that bottle. Can they just bring it, or do they need to take some of that stuff out or label it? Or what's the best piece of advice, Lanisha?
Well, I would say the best piece of advice was really, if you can take the label off, I suggest that you try, but if not, it's not like you will be handing it to members off the street. Okay. You'll be giving it to law enforcement, and they will be properly disposing of it. So that's one of the things that I want people to be a little bit secure about, because we're not just giving it to anybody that's on the street. It will be secure. Law enforcement are the only ones that can come in the car to take it, so Yeah, if you can get it off, that's fine. But if not, don't stress about it, because we take the bottles, we take everything except needles and liquid. So that's just one of the things that we wanted the people to be aware of.
And don't flush, right, Terry?
Don't flush, yes. These straw boxes are open year-round, mm-hmm. so you can drop them any day. Don't flush. It's just not good for the environment.
We have talked before about this, and these events are so valuable. And to your point, Lanisha, it's just gathering, which right. will be a benefit, and you get donuts, and you get to clean out your medicine cabinet. So the medicine does not fall into the hands mm-hmm. of the wrong person, whether they're a kid mm-hmm. or an adult. And we've learned through this process that drug dealers are no longer the shady people hanging in an alley saying, hey, come here.
Right.
Yeah. Drug dealers are sometimes your parents and your grandparents without you even knowing it.
Exactly. Without even knowing it.
Do people get that message, Terry? Do you think that that is still starting to resonate with folks, or is it still a head scratcher?
I think it's starting to be recognized, but for a lot of people, they're like, oh, no, I would never be a drug dealer, okay? And that they're not a willing drug dealer. They just don't realize that it's happening.
And so many people just have that stuff around. I mean, mm-hmm. how many times we are organized folks in our home? I'm sure everyone says the same
right.
thing. Mm-hmm. And again, how many times we're looking for something mm-hmm. and we don't know what goes with what? And then we're like, ooh. And,
yes.
and you shouldn't take it, right? I mean, if
right.
you don't know.
If you don't know. Exactly. Absolutely not.
Don't take it.
I think one of the things that when you mentioned about people scratching their heads is the stigma behind what addiction really is, because it's not the typical person that you see portrayed in movies.
Mm-hmm.
It's, sometimes it's the nurses or sometimes it's the doctor. So I think changing what addiction really is and what it looks like is one of the biggest stigmas that we are facing, because people just don't realize that it could be your neighbor, it could be your coworker, and it's not just something that has been portrayed in movies for years and years. So that, I think people don't make that connection of why it's so important to dispose of your medicine, because like the stealing versus the taking, I don't think people make that connection. So
well said. I'm so glad you said that. Yeah, it's not the person that's fallen on hard times and just, woe is me. Mm-hmm. It can be the star athlete. It can
right.
be the A student. If you're looking at it at school, it can be someone that you work with that you say, boy, they've got their life all together.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't realize mm-hmm. until it's sometimes too late that they're battling an addiction.
Mm-hmm.
Just get it out of the home if you're not sure what it is. And if the good thing about this event is if you do have certain prescription medicines in your home, you're giving them lock boxes, correct? Or things to protect them?
Locking pill bottles,
yeah.
Yes.
Perfect. Mm-hmm. So everyone needs to have that. So it's this Saturday, October the 23rd, the Lancaster City Police Department. And that address, again, if folks are not familiar with the Lancaster City Police
Department. 405 East Arch Street.
All right. And the time?
10 a.m. to 1 p.m.
And don't forget, you get donuts.
Yes.
All right. Lanisha Stover-Blair and Terry Lee, again, they're part of the Coalition for Healthy Youth in Lancaster County and so many of their partner agencies. And thank you so much for bringing this to our attention and keeping us safe.